for the Purpose Critique Review, Positive Vibes, Education, no profit on our behalf or anybody else, stealing anybody's information.
We want profit, damn it.
The Shiny Squirrel Podcast proudly presents...
It's the Nerdlings Podcast, and we're kicking off what's going to be the first one. We've kicked it around. It's the Nerdling Country, or Nerd Country.
Huh, that's interesting, because I was out in California for like 11 days with a Woody Allen lookalike type of guy who is nerdy, so we are ready for the podcast of Country Nerd, Nerd, Nerd.
So what is Nerd Country? This is the podcast we've done in the four before, a music review or something, and I feel like I got thrown a Shania Twain or something, and it's like, it really doesn't belong there. So this is going to be the stuff that's more into country music fans, country, country, country.
It's kind of like going to a hoedown, country hoedown, and finding no hoes.
I guess that's one way to put it. So anyway, I'm WC Chronicles, your senior host.
Or Jersey Mike, your junior host, or Hollywood Jersey Mike, whatever this week. But, you know, it's like, or going to, like, pick your nose or something, and you find you don't have a booger, and you turn around, and a long snot comes out. That's what we're doing. Fun!
So this is number one, Country Nerd, the Nerdlings. And I was doing a little look on how this came about. It is the ballpark 20th anniversary of the movie, George Clooney movie. John Goodman was also in it. Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Oh, I remember that now, because we're talking about how they had the black and white old hats.
The derbies,
the 1930 ball and chain, like, you know, like the guys had a ball.
The chain gang down south.
Yes, like they had a ball with it. You had all that good stuff. Oh, I'm ready to go with this one.
And it was a great soundtrack, very period soundtrack. Some of the stuff got radio play, but there was a little disappointment that I want to bring up, and we're going to talk about it. So the people you hear them imitating, the voices singing, was not George Clooney. The person whose sidekick, the other jailbird, was not him singing. They were actually performers. But we're going to play the first song. This is the song In the Jailhouse Now. From the scene, as the story goes, they record these songs and they actually become hits back in that time period. And they don't realize it. They've got the law reaching, trying to track them down. Here's the first one, okay? This is from when the stage... kind of the live version.
In the jailhouse now, fellas. Neighborhood of beat.
Thought he was the smartest guy around. Well, I found
we're leaving the state. We're pursuing opportunities in another venue. I got big plans. Not minstrelsy. This year's just a dodge. I'm gonna be a dentist. I know this guy will print me up a license.
He's in the jailhouse now. Shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now.
A suggestion. I can't switch sides in the middle of a campaign, especially to work for a man who likes moral fiber.
Moral fiber? You pasty faced some bitch. I invented moral fiber. Happy O'Daniel was displaying rectitude and high mindedness when that egghead you worked for was still missing his drawers.
I want to be where you want me to be, honey. I want you and the cats to come with me.
Stop playing cards and a shooting dice.
What are you doing here, Pappy? Well, I guess someone let on we were giving out liquor.
Hey, well, you'll be laughing at the other side of your face come November. Happy old Daniel will be laughing then.
Not out the other side of his face, though.
Oh, no, no, no. Just the regular side.
The old lady.
Ain't you ever heard of amorphous?
Constant Siren!
In the jailhouse now, that character, I love that stupid little silly dance that he's doing there in the back. That what just makes this song and the scene stick. It just, it's like the Olympic pommel horse. It's the athlete sticks it and just lands the point perfect.
That's what's like, I guess, when it's like if you got red fire ants in your bridges or
yes.
your trousers, yodel day, you'll be dancing like that. Like you'll see them, blah, 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 you know, like they bat their butt
yes.
and stuff.
Yeah, like you're doing the hand jive from the 60s.
Yeah, they get on like their butt and try to get
yeah.
it. Then finally they jump in the water and they go,
yeah, because I remember when I first saw this movie, I can remember the few of the friends we went with, and it was like, we're going to go see the new George Clooney movie. It's got John Goodman. Okay, let's go. And it was just so exciting because the songs that they went for this time period, but the characters, and that character doing that little silly dance there just kind of makes that whole scene. The storyline is good. Everything else is good. It's wonderful.
I love the fake beards, you know, like the big beards.
Yes.
The what do you want to call it? The oh my gosh, the overalls.
The overalls.
The banjos,
yeah.
you know, like
the dungarees.
Yeah, the yodel-day. Now all you need is the cotton corn pipe with like the straw in your
yes.
mouth. Yodel-day. This is one of the good movies to visit.
This is one of the good movies that you want to visit with your kids because
yes.
it's got that nerding to it, the country nerdness to it. But then, I mean, so the Soggy Bottom Boys, as they are, when they recorded the songs at the beginning at that radio station, the songs begin popular, and they don't know it. Now, the song that the way they perform it here on the stage, I'm going to play this first, the first clip, okay, the beginning of it, then I'm going to stop it again.
In Constant Siren!
Okay, that little hook right there, with the live audience sounding in there, it makes it have a whole different feel because the part you were, this song got some radio play, but they played this part that you heard on the beginning when they were just at the radio station. For some reason, with those two guys singing that, the man of constant sorrow, it just brings it up.
Oh, I
just,
love that.
Just
yeah.
does it. And then the scene goes, we'll just play the scene. Here we go.
In constant sorrow.
Okay, so there you have it.
These boys is not white.
Yeah, because that was back in the time of segregation, and there was, you know, like, you know, the separation between black and white. It was heavy back then.
Well, you see the light coming through, like, the church, the window
yes.
coming through the door. So, wow, that must have been interesting, man. Look at the guitar there.
Yeah.
Like the old microphone.
The old RKO, what I call the RKO microphone.
Yes.
The can.
Yes.
That song, this is my, so George Clooney is doing the dancing around and stuff. It is just classic. So I was hoping to myself, for some reason, that live element of the audience, the person who is doing the singing of George Clooney's voice is a guy named Dan Tominski.
Ah.
I think he is a member of Alison Krauss and Union Station's
band. Oh, nice.
Okay?
Wow.
But the radio stations, they were received the version of the song that was the one in the movie where they recorded at the radio station.
Oh, wow.
Very kind of, I'm going to say it, very flat, monotone. Not the exhilaration and excitement that the audience brings with it to that. In the very beginning, the two guys stepping up going, "The man, I love that song so much." I remember I did it in a show.
Oh, wow.
I got another guy that I was doing the comedy with. His name was Derek Abrams. I don't know what happened to him. And we actually performed that song the way I wanted to perform it, from the way they did it in the damn movie.
Now, a country nerd question here. Did you have the beards?
We did not. I can't remember. We had the overalls.
We had the overalls.
Had the overalls, the flannel. We had the old, what do you call it? Hayseed hat. Had all that. I don't think we had the fake beards, though.
Oh, now, did you have it on video?
No, I wish I did. But it was
Mabel,
just,
do you have this in the archive somewhere? You're not telling us.
I don't think she does.
Oh,
but
boy.
It was just fun to recreate that in front of an audience of about 50 people.
I know what happened
it
to the video.
It was so wonderful to do.
It was stored next to a big magnet and it was all erased.
Probably
Mabel, why
so.
Did you do that, Mabel? Mabel, say it's not so.
But I love that it's, because they put, actually I guess in 2010 they put out a deluxe box set that had different versions of what they called full band, an instrumental version of The Man of Constant Sorrow. But they could, in my opinion, they could have used this audience clip, had a video on MTV, VH1, TNT, and kept the live element rolling in it.
And they probably wound up, will eventually down the line YouTube it or stream it when it re-hits it. And, you know.
It would have been perfect for an EDC
now,
remix.
Another nerds thing. Did you hear about the Friends situation?
No. What's going on
with
Friends?
They're taking off Friends off the air, and they're going to make you buy each episode for $2
or
a season for $20. I don't know when this is starting, but I heard this in California from one of the DJs. She says, I'm making sure I buy my season now. I guess you have it on the television. You get it for life as long as you have cable.
Again, cable. Friends are on Netflix right now.
So they're taking them off, and then they're going to turn around and charge you $2 an episode, $20 a season, or maybe the whole package. I don't know what it is. But she said she's buying her favorite ones because she listens to them going to sleep and watches the show. And we're talking about, you know, other people doing that. It's just amazing.
You know what? I think what's going to be coming to Netflix soon? Seinfeld.
Oh, that would be nice. Ah, Jerry Seinfeld.
That's
going to
create a whole new...
Going to be at one of the casinos. I don't know if it was Morongo or Agua Caliente. I think the spa or the springs down in California. He's there. So he is still performing. I saw the billboard
for him. Oh, yeah. He's always performing.
So, yeah, it's pretty cool, man. You see that? It's like, wow. Here's the guy who turned Kramer. You know, George, the soup Nazi... He was part of television history.
Yeah, George with his, he's going to be a hand model. Where's the oven mitts? Wherever he goes.
Oh, my gosh. That's nuts.
So, anyway, this is our first Country Nerd Nerdlings podcast.
Ho, ho, ho. Constantino.
Man of Constant Sorrow.
Monster can't, okay.